أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Second admonishment from Ayatullah Behjat. In the name of the Most Exalted One, I ask those who seek admonishment this question: have you acted upon the admonishments which you have so far heard? Do you know that Allah Almighty lets one who acts upon what he knows inherit the knowledge of what he does not know? If one does not act upon what he knows, is it right that he expects more of such knowledge? Should the call to Allah be by the tongue alone? Did Allah not order us to be callers to Him but not with our tongues? Should we learn the reaching method, or do we know it already? Can we obtain the answers to these questions in the following verse of the Holy Quran? As for those who strive in our cause, we will certainly guide them to our paths. For truly Allah is with those who do right. Quran 29:69. And we can get in the following tradition about the infallible one: Allah will let one who acts upon what he knows inherit the knowledge of what he does not know, and one who acts upon what he knows will be spared what he does not know. May Allah grant us success to act upon our knowledge and to be cautious with regard to what we do not know. Indeed, my success comes from only Allah. Upon Him do I rely, and to Him do I return. And peace be with you, the mercy of Allah and His blessing. Holy Mashhad, Rabiul Awwal, 14:17. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.